Good day, and welcome to the iAccess Alpha Buyside Best Ideas Winter Conference 2024. The next presenting company is Helport AI Limited. If you would like to ask a question during the webcast, you may do so at any point during the presentation by clicking on the Ask Question button on the left side of your screen. Type your question into the box and hit the Send button to submit. I'd now like to turn the floor over to today's host, Dr. Tao Kei, CFO of Helport AI. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Christian. Good day, everyone. My name is Tao Kei. I'm the CFO of Helport AI. Our ticker is HPAI. Over the next 15 minutes, I'll give you a brief introduction of Helport, who we are, and why we are truly differentiated, and hopefully based on which you can raise your questions, and we can have our in-depth follow-up as you need it. So let me skip to slide three. Why we are special. First of all, unlike any AI companies, we've already have a proven profitable business model at scale at our contact center core. You will see that at a pretty reasonably small scale at $30 million revenue, we already proven at this core we can be very profitable, unlike many other competitors still trying to figuring out their business model. On top of that, we've already, in the past year, when we opened up our U.S. office, we've already had early success in the U.S. market in financial services such as mortgage, insurance, wealth management, as well as with one of the most important strategic partner, Google. We've also already proven ourselves to be profitable in that space. Thirdly, we've already have a very clear midterm milestones using M&A as the accelerator. So over in today's presentation, I'll also briefly touch base on that. And we have a very great top-tier global management teams to ensure we have the right execution. And at this moment, we also do believe right now is the best timing for the current investors to get in and invest in us. So without further ado, let me move on to the next page. Who we are. We are a company currently globally headquartered in Singapore, but we do have global presence in the United States, China, and the Philippines. Our mission is to empower everyone to work as an expert. We are unlike other purely based on the large language model based B2B AIs. We combine both the human expertise with the latest and greatest AI technology together to really focus on knowledge-based empowerment in the areas we support our client. We prove that our model, our solution, is already very profitable at our current core customer contact centers. But we also prove that in other industries, our solution can also be very successful. We list ourselves on NASDAQ about a few months ago under the ticker HPAI. And this moment, if you look at the right-hand side, this is roughly our current scale. We have over 30,000 active users. We're supporting over 5 billion conversations. And our latest financials indicate that at $30 million revenue, we're doing roughly 25% profit margin at this moment. And for our customers, you can see a few interesting names. I will only like to highlight a couple, such as Google Cloud, and Accenture. These are the top brand names we've successfully closed and have been working with them for the past year in the U.S. So what type of problems are we truly solving? in the core of customer contact center. We've proven ourselves with the right solution to address to the owners by addressing how to create values, by addressing the customer contact center agents of handling their user experience, as well as for supervisors and managers, and how do they manage the process seamlessly and with 100% transparency. And specifically, like what type of values we're delivering, both on the revenue and cost side. On the revenue side, you see on the middle column that we significantly provide a huge values in terms of things like sales volume improvement, as well as customer retention. At the same time, in typical customer engagement, we tend to be directly addressing a lot of the pain point by the owners, such as operating cost reductions, training period reductions, as well as reducing quality inspection penalties. So a combination of both the cost side and the revenue side is truly the differentiations that we almost always deliver to all the clients that we're serving. That's also our differentiation against other players who tends to still more at the concept stage for telling the story and showing them with a business plan, but we've already delivered this over the past decade in Asia, and now in the past year, we've successfully also proven ourselves with the first success together with Google Cloud in Hawaii Department of Human Services, together with our local partner eWorld. What type of product are we delivering? We are mainly provide two products. One is our core called AI Assist. This is offered as a SaaS solution by subscription. We provide real-time guidance as well as other supporting functions such as quality assurance, voice cloning, and other. The core is the knowledge base empowerment. To support that, we also do find for many of our clients, especially in the U.S., they are expecting a end-to-end solutions for their specific client scenario. So we do offer not only our AI solution, but we also combine this with our BPO partners to deliver AI plus BPO solutions to our customers. Therefore, customer can just give us a turnkey request, and we deliver not only our AI assist, but also together with the BPO seat that we provide them through our HPAI certified BPO partners. So in the end, we do not really replace any human beings. Our true belief is that we are able to really empower everyone to work as an expert, and this expertise usually comes from the client's internal best practice. Very quickly, I will show you. I will skip through a couple slides. This one basically indicate the structure of our product. The core is the knowledge base. That again, we combine the latest large language model together with the client-driven expertise, as well as in many cases our driven expertise in specific industries. And then we have a few tools. The main tool is Agent Assist. That's the real-time Agent Assist, coupled with the other two supporting tools, Quality Assurance and Management Suite, that together we deliver truly the real-time, 100% accurate end-to-end solutions to any of our clients to be able to really deliver both on the cost side and revenue side impact. In the core, there's another enabler that we recently developing. That will be on the market pretty soon over the next few months. It's called AI voice cloning. Using this, we are able to each agent can use their own his or her own voice to initiate five or six windows for the conversation with client, and they only need to take over whenever there's a clear indication that the conversations are reaching to fruition, or there are some issues that he or she needs to get involved. So therefore, we do feel that this particular functions will likely to revolutionize the entire customer contact space. To support that, on the next page, you will see the second supplementary model that we connect both the demand side and supply side for many of the client global solutions, client needs. And we are using our AI platform together with the BPO seat that we've accumulated over the past few years, that we can truly deliver integrated AI plus BPO solutions to address global enterprise needs. And what is really our potential? How do we see the market? From this slide, you will see that there are three horizons. The very left one is our current core, which is also the financial numbers you've seen at customer contact center space. This alone is already significant enough. Total addressable market globally, around $400 billion. And the addressable user, around 35 million users globally. Even for AI empowerment, the sum is over $10 billion. And for the space we are today, this can easily provide a 10x potential. But we are certainly not just satisfied with this alone. We already made significant progress in the second horizon, in the middle, which tends to be 10x bigger. These are, we call it professional B2B knowledge-based empowerment. Many of that is related in the sales space, in the specific areas such as mortgage loans, insurance, real estate, wealth management, healthcare staffing. You see, each of this space is very different from the customer contact center core. However, the intrinsic expertise empowerment is similar. The why? Because usually in any of this industry, the top players tends to be at least 10x, sometimes 50x more productive than the newcomers or the entry-level players. So our AI software, combining with the expertise usually we accumulated or client accumulated over decades, combining of these two, we are out using our tools, we can easily empower them to be effective and, as we said, work as an expert. So that we've already proven this, we can be very successful, even with only with 1 year's effort in the U.S. In U.S. market. And again, this space is far bigger, and we do feel this is really the near-term or mid-term future for HPAI. But we certainly are not only satisfied with this. We have already also planned out our third horizon, which is the very right-hand side. We call it Empower Everyone to Work as an Expert. We developed a platform called open platform called HelpPort Developer Eco Platforms, HDE. In that way, we can really empower everyone to leverage our AI software, use almost no code, combined with their customer base, as well as their, more importantly, their expertise to truly innovate on their own, and we just provide the platform behind it to make it successful. Well, how do we get there? What's really the midterm milestones? On this slide, we indicate, like, this is the midterm milestones in our mind. We are roughly today at around $30 million revenue as of today. We do see that through our organic growth, we are able to deliver with conservative estimation another around 25 to 30 million organic growth over the next 3 years. On top of that, if we acquire, in our mind, acquire mid-sized BPO players, that we can easily get over $20 million revenue in the U.S. Enterprise space. Usually they have 10 to 12 top quality U.S. customers. So we immediately get access to that. And then most importantly, we can leverage this base to further organically grow and also leverage the AI plus BPO model, we call it Help Hub model, that can further double their growth. So therefore, I think on this chart, in addition to the $1 trillion potential, this is how we immediately grow into a sustainable revenue base, roughly in this space, around 100 million revenue base easily over the next 3 years. And many people would say, I'll skip a couple of slides. Many people would say, what's your true differentiation? So over the next two slides, I'll give you a quick highlight, especially why we differ from large language model. I think a few things at the top level. We empower people. We never want to replace people. We want to really empower everyone to work as an expert, and many of the expertise truly come from client themselves. We are very versatile. We start our core at contact center, but we certainly not limit ourselves. Our solution can be versatile and universal. It can be in a private deployment. It can be in hybrid cloud, public cloud. It can be centralized. Can be totally distributed. Can be the empowerment for many of the work from home solutions, etc. And essentially can be useful in any industries. 100% reliable. Or the areas that where we make mistakes, we also know how we make the mistakes and know how to address it. We have a systematic operation improvement protocol to make it better and better over time. And lastly, but not least, we're fast. In many of our POCs, it can be done in a few hours, which is usually how we engage with our first client. And the typical deployment is 2 to 8 weeks, very fast. Usually our competitors takes months, sometimes half a year to really for the initial deployment. But in our case, it can be it can be very quick, which is also why we never charge upfront fee for our engagement. And this is also another way to indicate our confidence. Very quickly, why we're different from large language model? Many people will ask these questions. So first of all, our knowledge base is not from a statistical model from the internet, not from the general base. However, we use expert brains and that accumulated not only by ourselves, but also our client in many cases. So therefore, when we generate this knowledge base, we certainly leverage a lot of the large language model, but it's all being proven and tested by humans. So it can ensure 100% accuracy. And when it's being actually used, we use our proprietary small language model. So therefore, the cost structure and latency is far better than large language model. So these are really the ones we believe that truly differentiate ourselves versus a typical large language model. And when I'm not going through the other key features. We have a top tier team from this. You will see out of the top management, three of us are from Accenture. We certainly know like how the global enterprise engagement works, but we also have the best combination of the latest researcher together with industry expertise in contact center operation, as well as other industries such as credit card, mortgage, financial services areas. One highlight on the high financials, we are roughly at $30 million revenue and 25% profit. So that's roughly where we are. And just last slide on the comparables. This is the typically how you see the market. Not only I'm showing the listed companies, but we're also comparing ourselves at our current price versus versus other other comparable target. Again, we are far better in terms of proven profitable model, as well as our current pricing is also much lower than similar similar competitors in this space. Okay, I will stop here with this summary, investment summary, and open up for questions and answers. Okay, let me see. How do I do this? Do I just rephrase the questions?
Yes, if you hit the refresh, you'll see the questions come in.
Okay, so Helport reported 130% year-on-year increase of revenue in for FY24. Can you break down key driver for this growth, and how sustainable do you believe this driver are over the next few fiscal years? First of all, we do not see that triple-digit year-on-year growth is the right expectation. This is a indication of our historical accumulation of our business and the legacy in Asia. I've indicated that we've been in this industry for over a decade by the founding team. Our founding team is a great combination of industry expertise, telecom, as well as technology. So we form ourselves to be with a goal to be listed in NYSE in NASDAQ about 3 years ago through the entity of HPAI that really leveraged the historical accumulation of expertise for the past decade. That's a representation of this triple-digit growth. On top of that, we see that for the next few fiscal years, we are currently all in for investment in the U.S. market. Organically, we will give a projection of a typical market-based growth rate to really plant the seed in the U.S. market, coupled with potential M&A's target that we are acquiring to kickstart for the U.S. market. So externally, we give about 25% top-line growth for next year. And over the next few quarters, we'll start to give more guidance for the next few years from now onward. Helport developer ecosystem is likened to NVIDIA's CUDA platform. Do you plan to scale developer participation, and what metrics would you measure this success? It's a great question. Yes, this HDE is exactly likened to CUDA. We've already planned for the future growth. We are going to measure the success by active users, the number of apps they develop, number of download by customers, and daily active user by those customers. We have already tested this platform twice in the past 12 months, one through a student competition in December last year. We have three winning teams, each in very different areas, such as student interview preparations, Medicare service for elderlies, as well as secondhand auto sales space, which indicates that our platform is very flexible, essentially universal in any areas. We've also, the second example being leveraging this platform to develop a app in insurance space for a global insurer in Asia. We finished it within a month, within a week, by using this this our own open platform. These two give us the confidence that we can launch this early next year and possibly also do a competition, a hackathon, with top 20 engineering universities in the U.S. I think that's about, we're 2 minutes behind. It's now, can we wrap this up?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That does conclude Helport AI's presentation. You may now disconnect. Please consult
All right.
the conference agenda for the next presenting company.